Shall we, Doris?
I think we better. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
I'm hearing nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing in the earphones.
Probably because you're not plugged in.
Love it.
Yo.
Breaking news, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach is now on the air. Sources say they only got this job because everyone else was in jail or rehab. More at 11.
Let me tell you about my truck and how it all started. Got my Tesla car, didn't work, smelled like it farted. Traded it to find something that is new and red. That's how I ended up getting my new Tesla plaid. So fast I think I found my new Cupid. But so fast I say it is stupid. Still not enough to satisfy this old man. But to have a Cybertruck was this new plan. What's the sound of me when I got it all started? Back to the time when it smelled like it farted.
I don't even know what that means.
I think I know how he generated it though. he typed into his AI machine. He said, "Write a rap for Doug after he had a stroke."
You know, I'm really glad you think that's funny. that warms my heart.
Yeah, welcome back, y'all, to the new motion.
Oh, no.
Let me put this is the best part.
Promotion. That joke came from the brain. We're at the same date. If you,
you and
are
I have
woke,
different
I
definitions
bet you were
for
offended.
Best.
Change it up now. Getting think next. Let me tell you something new that I know it will stick. It's a story about a new crazy lady. Almost shot the kid. I thought she was Dick Cheney.
Nobody's made a Dick Cheney joke in 20 years.
I know. He was accurate, though. You might be the only guy who can mistake a lady for Dick Cheney. Shout out to Micah, though.
Indeed.
We're going to play this whole song?
Yeah, why not?
Now, let me take you to something more humble. When I preach, I know I will not fumble. From the word to the mouth, it enters the breeze. I give thanks to God for his spirit I see. Times like this, it feels like a mess. But I look up to God and realize how I'm blessed.
All right, Mary, throw your hand in the air.
I don't even know what I said there. There we go.
Throw your hat in the air.
Good job, Micah.
Oh, throw your hat. Is that it? Throw your hat in the air. We're on the air. Is that what I said?
No, you say, all right, Mary. Throw your hat in the air.
Okay. Well, but you guys can understand it more than I can.
As you do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You must have been extra high when you recorded that.
Must have been. Yeah, I wanted to play it this week again just because I was told through one of our by one of our regular listeners that we have weak ass flows. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I have my prostate checked regularly. My flow is fine. And
are
he's
you
like,
sure?
Yeah. He's like, no, not that flow. Your rat flow. You know, I was like, oh, okay. So anyway, and I said, no, it's not us. It's AI. And what we might want to do,
we should do a live version.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Let's get Micah to give us the transcripts. We can re-record the raps.
No,
here.
We just need the instrumental, and then we can voice over.
Okay.
The music, yeah.
One way or another, we can do the raps properly.
We might need him to translate the lyrics for at least your two.
Yeah.
Mine, I could hear the words, I think.
Oh, most of them. I can understand mine.
But Doug, I mean, Coach, yours was
I think mine's the best. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, as far as you can't understand some of the words.
I can understand them.
Well, I think you're making stuff up then.
Well, I'm not.
Are we doing our regular intro? Is this our new intro?
No, well, just today.
Can we console the people and let them know that they won't have to hear this every week?
No, yes. This is going to be the last time. I wanted to play it with all of us together. This is the first time we've all been together to play it, so I thought it would be fun to do. Plus, mention Jerome's comment. Thank you for leaving that remark, Jerome. He's a faithful listener. And
by the way, Jerome, I'm back. So why are you?
And oh, by the way, you're back today. You know, that has nothing to do with tomorrow or next week or, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll believe it when I see it.
Every day is a new day.
Yeah, it's true.
It's Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
What it is.
And to my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Good morning.
I will say my favorite part of the song is when you ask your character. Oh,
look there it is.
Ziggy,
he just did it. He just did it.
You got anything to say? Just the little subtle laugh in the background. I think that I makes his that. The best. I think Ziggy's is the best.
You know what? I will agree with you.
I could vote for that.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right, we got a bunch of stuff today, including a lot of crazies from me, including stabbing myself.
Are we coast to coast around the world?
Already said that. If you're not offended in the first 5 minutes,
there you go.
We'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
Yeah.
If you were listening today, you were offended in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
First 3 minutes.
Yeah. I got a crazy stuff, including stabbing myself. We got we shot Katy Perry into space today. Unfortunately, she didn't stay. We have Val Kilmer. We wanted to do something on Val Kilmer last week. You weren't here, Scott, so we're going to do it this week. But his cause of death has been confirmed and announced. Immigrants classified as dead to make them self-deport. And apparently Americans panic when their phone batteries hit 38%. We can maybe hit that.
Hey, you know, this just in, Elon's been bullied.
Yeah, he rage quit a video game stream because he kept dying. And
come on, guys.
And we'll get to it. And then, is the secret to better sex sleeping in separate bedrooms? That might be interesting.
It's like long distance sex. Is that
I don't know. I thought it would be fun to riff on. RFK Jr.'s got beef with people who eat donuts and smoke. And okay. Yeah, and one of our lists, we haven't done a list in a long time, but 14 rules boomers followed that don't make sense anymore. That we probably won't get to that, but it might be fun to.
Oh, I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Well, I studied that list, and it is as dumb as it's so woke. It's just ridiculous.
It'll be fun to make fun of. Yes. Yes. All right.
Fun
so
to make fun of.
We always start with a crazy on the way. I've got a bunch. Does anyone want to start first?
I got a request.
Okay.
For certain Tesla drivers. Okay. Now, Coach, this is not about you.
I know it's not.
Okay. But I'm driving down the road, and it's three lanes. In the fast lane, we got a Tesla driver driving slower than everybody else, and bugs me like all get out because I play Mario Kart, and I'm trying to get somewhere.
Regardless of what he's driving?
Yeah, regardless.
That's why he will never own a Tesla.
I mean, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.
Oh, God help us all.
But I finally get up to this guy, and he's looking down at his phone for like three, 4 seconds. And he glances up for a second, and then he's back at his phone, 3-4 seconds. He glances up and back to his phone. He's driving really, really slow. And it just drove me nuts. But I have the solution. Okay? I don't want to create problems without offering a solution. If you're a Tesla driver and you want to look at your phone regularly, I just want you to drive faster than everybody else. Because where's that?
Oh, that is the stupidest solution.
No, I love that solution.
Drive
faster than everybody else.
Are you kidding me?
You're
looking at your phone. Come on.
Yes, please. That's what I want for you.
Oh,
that's what you run into something, and then we never have to deal with you again.
Yeah, hopefully it's not you or me or Ziggy or Drake. Come on.
No, it never happened.
Stupid solution. Come on.
That was brilliant.
Right. Just keep an
it
eye
is
out
a thing, though. It is a thing. I keep hearing about it. Tesla drivers driving the fastest cars there are, driving too slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy to me. So that's truly a crazy on the way.
There you go.
Crazy, man.
Do you have one, Coach? Or?
Easy.
You know, an observation. Everybody knows my my crazy Nigerian friend is back in the United States, and we work out and this and that. We're working out the other day. And I forget what it was, but we were talking about first world problems. Mm. And he's from Lagos, Nigeria. And, and we're just talking about just how privileged we are, certainly in this Tri-Valley area and this and that. And he's talking about last year and this and that. They went 6 months with no power in Lagos.
Oh, wow. 6 months.
In 2024. And I'm like, hold on a second. And we had this whole discussion. I was like, so your refrigerator doesn't get used? He goes, oh, absolutely not. So you cook every day. You go to the store every day. Yeah. If you want something cold, you go to the gas station. But it has to be the right gas station because...
Does it have to have their own generator?
Well, they have a generator, but all gas stations have to have a generator. But if you don't have a big enough generator that it's going to power your refrigeration system, you just have it for, you know, the cash register and, you know, little of this and that, little of that. Yeah. So it has to be somebody that has two generators, one that's specifically for the, and that's not all of them. So you have to go to a specific, if you want a cold drink, if you want ice, if you want any of that stuff. And they did that for 6 months.
Wow.
And it really does make you think about first world problems.
Yeah. Well, I think this is just the model that Gavin Newsom's trying to get us to.
But I mean, well, yeah, and he's not that far off. But, but you know, you do think about just all the problems that we talk about, and
yep,
this and that, and this was like, and I remember we're finishing working out, and it's just in my mind. Okay, starting today, when I get home, there's no power for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. There would be a revolt. There would be, it'd be like Running Man, the food riots and Running Man, and yeah.
But I mean, he was, we were talking about something. He goes, you don't understand. I said, I kind of understand. He goes, no, you really don't. And then he comes up with this story. And I was like, okay, you're right. I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, just the revolts that would come from people not being able to use their phones.
Yeah, well, no. Right? And we started talking about that because that's a big thing, right? They're texting away and doing all that stuff. It's like, you know, yeah, it's so everybody has two phones. I guess Nokia phones go way, way longer than smartphones. And
oh, yeah.
So everybody has two, because that's how it started. He has two phones. Because one's his African number that he kept. And I was like, you can kind of put those on two numbers on one phone. We had this whole discussion. And then it was like, you know, first world problems. And then we went into that. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And, wow. And I guess he's telling me, you don't understand. And I was like, I kind of do. And that's when he's like, no, you know. I concede that, yeah, no, I don't.
All right.
Weird.
Yeah. But let's start on my adventures this weekend. We're almost up on a break here. But Jackson Rancheria Casino in Jackson, very nice. If you've never been there, I highly recommend it. The Lone Wolf restaurant is terrific. And my wife and I left town to go stay at our favorite bed and breakfast in San Andreas, the Robin's Nest. You should go there, too. And so we visited the casino, had a very nice time. When we left, in the parking garage, there was a lady pacing around her vehicle just yelling, hello, over and over again. And we get up to her, we're looking at her funny, and she's like, oh, my sister is lost in the parking garage, so I'm yelling so she can find me. I'm like, okay. So we're getting in our car, and she yells out again, hello, and then suddenly other people in the parking garage are yelling back, hello, hello. And it's like, okay, we're confusing the sister. What's, you know? And so as we're driving away, the sister is walking up the ramp yelling, everybody shut up.
I thought she'd be yelling polo.
Right.
Marco.
And then at the gas station near the bed and breakfast, I took a walk there in the morning, and there was the clerk behind the counter and one of the customers, they were just these tatted up single moms complaining that their tattoo guy wouldn't touch up their old tattoos because, well, somebody else did the work. And he had some sort of artistic integrity. And I'm there just giggling to myself. It's like, no, he doesn't want to catch your herpes. Because these two women looked rough. They looked like they've been around.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have zero.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and these ladies were covered. And, yeah, so it's like, no, that's why he's not touching you, is because he doesn't want your ick. And then...
naked cruelty is bad.
Yeah. Well, naked cruelty never went away. Although there is some karma involved here, because right after I was thinking that stuff, I stabbed myself. So I, yeah, and it's an old man thing, I think, because, you know, with my sinuses the way they are, I'm using a lot of the Afrin nose spray to keep them clear. And they have this really tightly wrapped seal, and I get my knife out all the time. You know, when you use a knife, you're not supposed to cut toward your hand in case the knife slips. I learned this in the Boy Scouts, you know. I've been using...
Apparently you didn't.
Clearly you did not learn that lesson.
I've had a pocket knife since I was 10 years old. So for 40 years, I've been using knives and not hurting myself. But this time, I'm going at the seal. The knife slipped, and I stabbed myself right here. Oh. And it was just a little... Yikes. Yeah, it was like, ow! I was like, okay, it took 40 years.
That sounds like a first world problem.
I have finally stabbed myself. And
put some dirt on it.
That's right. I don't even have a Band-Aid on it. I'm just letting it air out. So it's...
Did the electricity go out?
No. No. But the hot water heater failed. So, you know,
in that great place that we should all stay at?
That's where, yeah, it was just the thing. You know, we filled up the tubs. You know, my wife and I were going to have a nice evening, so we filled up the tub
what
that was in there.
Activities when the power's out.
Yeah, what husbands and wives do when there's, you know, and it's
when the electricity's out.
Yeah, so
I'm not talking about your wife, but the two of you fit in that tub?
Yeah.
Was it a big tub?
Yes.
Whoa,
really big tub.
It was nice.
I wasn't talking about her.
It was very nice.
I was talking about him.
Yeah. We had a nice evening, yeah, except there, you know, we had the...
Drake displaces quite a bit of water. I didn't know.
I'm not that big, but yeah, we had a very nice evening.
That's what she said.
Let's go.
All right, hang on a minute.
Let's go.
Hang on a minute. There we go. Okay, that was good. But yes, it was a nice evening and a nice weekend. And I guess we're up on a break. We are way over, actually. Yeah, so, Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. All right, so we shot Katy Perry into space today. She did not stay, but she was part of an all-female space crew. And this was a very quick trip, so they were up and down again today. When she landed, she kissed the ground. You could say she kissed the ground and liked it.
She liked it.
Anyway, this Blue Origin.
Well played.
It's an all-female crew, and they completed their trip into space this morning, Monday, as we record this. The flight lasted around 11 minutes and traveled more than 60 miles above Earth. Blah, blah, blah. And I just wanted to make a Katy Perry joke. But it's you had her, Gail King, the journalist, and a whole bunch of yentas, and I'm sure they saw nothing out the window because they were too busy talking.
Well, I mean, for 11 minutes, the planet.
I'm sorry, that came out of nowhere.
Although probably true.
I didn't plan that. I didn't write that one.
That was good.
Yeah.
Off the top of your head.
Yeah, that was great. But according to Perry, after she got done kissing the ground, she says, "I feel super connected to love. This experience has shown me how much love is inside me."
That's how did she?
There's a joke there.
Did she qualify that?
I don't know.
She explain it.
Katy apparently sang "What a Wonderful World" while they were in space, and.
Is she in this picture?
I
don't see her there. Is she one of those people?
No, she's down more. There's only a picture of her by herself.
Yeah, I don't see her on the group photo unless... No.
There's one of her coming out of the capsule.
Yeah, anyway. I just, you know. I kind of wish she had stayed up there, but whatever.
Well, we got 11 minutes of sanity.
Yeah.
Here's my question. You going up into space for 11 minutes? Are you taking a ticket on that ride, or are you I'm going to pass.
Oh, look, she has the daisy in her hand. That's cute.
I'm not sure I want to leave this planet.
Not even just to go up for a minute and see what's going on up there?
Or? Not even if one of Elon's rockets is in charge. I don't know. There's certain things. I don't jump out of perfectly working airplanes.
I'd go. Right.
I don't smell things when people go, here, smell this.
or things you buy on eBay. And yeah,
No, I'm not doing that.
I want to note that I left that alone, by the way.
Thank you.
I'd go. Ziggy, would you go in space?
I'm already there half the time anyway, man.
True statement. Pure honesty from Ziggy.
Yeah.
Coach, what about you? Are you going?
Well, it depends. Where and why?
Just up and back down.
That's dumb. That's like getting on a plane.
Okay.
Going a little bit higher. I mean.
True.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Yeah, no.
I'd go.
I got better things to do.
Yeah. I think that would be fun to see. Yeah. Let's go to England. We have, if you think the cops are bad here in the States, in England, we have
they're bulbies.
We have a case of a British man being lectured by a cop about a hate crime. But all this fellow did was tell somebody who didn't speak English to, quote, speak clearly. So let's roll the video here of the police officer telling the English bloke that he's an awful person and
you'll never catch me alive, copper.
Put in jail for life. Here we go.
If you do, that would be really handy for us. But apparently during some conversations between yourself, apparently you've alleged, we weren't here, so I don't know you've said it, but you've alleged to say, speak English. Or was that fact?
Speak clearly.
Speak clearly.
No, okay. The gentleman's passed on the desk.
Yeah, okay. Speak clearly.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even hear him.
No, and that's fine. And that's why we've just come to speak, because potentially someone could perceive that as a hate crime.
Oh, come on. Didn't we just know this was going to happen? No,
people, you know, if someone says to me, officer, I believe this, then we need to look at it, because someone's potentially reporting it.
England is cooked.
I'm sorry, you can't say that, so that could be taken as a hate crime.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's. I cannot believe the state in which the UK is in right now, and of course, nobody fights back because they're all too polite, and of course, they vote for this too. Yeah. So it's their fault.
It's hard. This is a law.
It's hard to fathom.
Yeah. There's a law in place.
Yeah,
the police you do can. That with a straight face.
Yeah,
that's.
Well, you know what? They're going to have to outlaw football. Or what we call soccer, because the things that are said at the stadium at an English football game, everybody would have to go to jail.
Yeah.
All right. 80,000 at a time.
Yeah. Just
in every stadium on every Sunday.
Just lock the doors and leave them there because they've offended everyone.
I mean, literally, if you haven't been there, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. You'll have guys with their 5-year-old son saying things that would make you blush.
And oh, wow.
They're so proud of their... It's the
only place outside of the United States where I thought, oh, they swear more than we do.
Oh, way more.
Way more.
Way more. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But mostly, I mean, it's worst in the stadium.
In fact, I'm offended by the whole British Isles. I think they should all be incarcerated.
Okay.
Because I've been offended.
Sounds good to me.
This is where this leads to.
We can invade, you know, once England is taken over completely by the Muslims, we can go in and invade and take the land and, you know.
Wow.
Well, because that's what's going on. That's you can bet that you're getting
arrested.
No, that conversation was probably some foreign individual was talking to these Brits and they asked him to speak clearly because they didn't speak English and yada, yada, yada. Here comes the cops. So that is the obvious next step for the UK and
Britain
personally
has fallen.
I want to invade Ireland, where my grandfather came from, and I want some of that beachfront property.
Well, I was just in a foreign country not too long ago, and a guy approached me on the street. Hey, big man, what? And it starts talking to me, and I just walked away. Is that a hate crime? I couldn't understand what he was saying. I didn't ask him to speak clearly. I just walked away.
Well, I have another story like that. A cousin of mine.
I mean, actually, he offended me. He called me big man.
Well, come on.
But I couldn't find a copper anywhere to arrest him.
No, a cousin of mine visited a foreign country a long time ago. Mm. And someone came up to him. It was him and a group of people, including several women. And somebody approached him and said, hey, want to sell your women? So, yes. Scott, it was your probably wife. It was probably something like that.
A little girl, how much?
Yeah. Are we? Yes, we are. We are up on a break, and well, let's talk about Elon next, because he's been rage quitting video games, and there are some allegations that we should explore here. So back after this.
We need a disclaimer there, buddy.
No, I got quotes. I got the receipts.
You got nothing.
Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with you, and let's talk about Elon Musk and playing video games. Elon Musk rage quit a live stream of the video game Path of Exile 2 on Saturday night after repeatedly dying while also being ruthlessly cyberbullied in the chat.
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay. Path of Exile 2 is one of Musk's favorite games, so much so that he once claimed to be one of the world's top players in an attempt to boost his gamer cred, before later backtracking and admitting that he's been secretly paying people to level up his account to make him appear more talented than he actually is. Nevertheless, while attempting to show off Starlink's in-flight Wi-Fi capabilities while onboard his private jet, Musk streamed himself playing some of PoE 2 on the hardest difficulty, which he then broadcast, and for the next hour and a half, Musk sat in stony-faced silence and blasted techno music, while dozens of users with names such as Elon is a pedophile and Elon Musk is pathetic repeatedly spammed the chat to tell him, you have no friends and you will die alone, and you will always feel insecure and it will never go away. One account said, Elon, it's me, Ashley St. Clair. I have no other means of contacting you, so I bought PoE 2 Early Access. Please pay your child support. Oh, my God. So
that's bad.
He couldn't take the heat, so he rage quit the game, and yada, yada, yada. He's good at a lot of things, but...
So he's avoiding child support again.
Yeah. And well, actually, in his defense, there is no definitive conclusion that the baby is his. All Ashley St. Clair can allege is that they slept together, and then 9 months later, she, you know, so, I mean, she, you know, it could be, yeah, until there's actually a test, I wouldn't get on his case too much about that.
I don't know, Brian. Women never lie about that stuff.
Of course not.
Especially when it involves famous rich people.
No, I agree, but...
That's such a famous, richest man in the world, people.
No, I agree, of course, and normally I'd be, you know, the first one to say that, but on this one, it's like, yeah, okay, let's get some evidence first, because
isn't it supposed to
innocent until proven guilty?
I was going to say we are in America, right?
Right,
America. Yeah, so yeah, all so, of it, right?
Right.
And yeah, this is
and for anybody thinking, well, gee, how come Brian isn't bashing this lady? It's like, well, my hypocrisy knows no bounds.
It's true.
Yes,
we all know that,
but I'm surprised Scott is going to let that one go. Because that is a direct reference to your favorite movie?
Oh, well, we're going to talk about him in a minute. I mean, I can't believe that Doc Holliday's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sad.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was my Huckleberry.
In
we started a game we never finished.
So before we get to that, is there anything on the list you want to hit? Because I've been picking everything. It's like, what has caught your guys' attention that I haven't mentioned yet?
Well, let's talk about Val Kilmer. The cause of death has been confirmed?
Yeah. Let me bring that one up. So, L.A. County officials, it took them 2 weeks to determine, or at least to announce the cause of death anyway. Recorded as pneumonia and various other health problems, including... hypoxemic respiratory failure, chronic respiratory failure, and squamous cell carcinoma in the base of his tongue.
Well, he had a throat thing, right?
Yeah. Other factors included malnutrition and a tracheocutaneous fistula.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
One of those.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, they like to record it as pneumonia pretty regularly because... people, when they stop eating and they stop drinking and they can't swallow and other things start shutting down, mm-hmm. they tend to get something in their lungs and then they get pneumonia and then that's what get them. But really, it was the failure of all the other organs.
Right.
And some of their basic functions. It's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
He had a plethora of great movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, Top Gun, he was not in it very long, but he certainly made a lasting impression there. My favorite line from him is, you know, the plaque for the alternates is down in the ladies' room, followed by, no, there's two O's in Goose. Top Secret. Nobody talks about Top Secret, but that was hilarious. He was very good in that one. And
The Saint?
I was going to say that.
The Saint, yeah.
He was on the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, he did that.
Airplane.
He had quite a few.
Yeah, he was in quite a few. And a very good actor. And, yeah, very, very sad.
And he was in the best movie of all time. We have to say it.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Tombstone.
Yeah.
It's funny because I, in memoriam and honor of him, I watched it.
Like, oh, really?
I think the day he, I rewatched it, I mean, the day he died. And, it, you know, it really, and I think we've talked before about the star, the, what's his name?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
He really saved that movie. Mm-hmm. It was going away, and he funded it and directed it and did all this stuff. It's really, he's the movie.
Oh, yeah. I think it is the rest greatest character in ever.
Yeah.
As far as like how he acted and all the little nuances and stuff.
Yeah. It's, but I mean, I'm watching the movie going, and
it seems we must seek our entertainment elsewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
Why, Ed Bailey, are we cross?
I couldn't bear it if we weren't going to.
By Johnny Tyler, madcap. Where are you going with that shotgun? I mean.
Gee, how many times have you watched it?
Way too many.
My father and I visited Tombstone once in September of 2001. We came back on the 10th. And if you've never been there, it's a very, very fun town. And a lot of neat stuff to see. And it kind of brings the movie to greater life after you've actually seen the.
Did you go to the OK Corral?
Yes, we did. Yeah, went to the birdcage.
It's a tiny little place.
It is, yeah.
Tiny little place.
Yeah,
it's like shooting people in a phone booth.
Right, yeah. We had a very nice time, very nice visit, and I highly recommend that as well. So,
shooting folks in
a phone booth. Well, I hope he's down by the river. Walking on water. Yeah.
Ooh. Let's
rest in peace.
Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, how much time we got?
We got time.
Let's talk some more about sex and how the.
No, have we covered that today?
No, already? But the secret to great sex is sleeping in separate bedrooms.
The secret to great sex is having it private and not talked about in public.
Well, okay. So this is apparently a trend with some couples. It's called sleep divorce. And in 2023, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine says more than one-third of respondents claim to regularly sleep in separate rooms away from their spouse. This is sometimes seen as a sign of a couple at odds. But many sleep divorcees and sex therapists say it can actually help reignite a spark.
I don't know about that. And here I thought I was getting punished.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder? Is that the phrase?
Yeah, pretty much. For some people, sleeping together provides a sense of connection and safety, said one of the doctors involved here. But when your partner's snoring or late night screen time stands in the way of a good sleep, she continued, you can start to associate the bed or bedroom with tension. So I don't know. I mean, how hard is it to agree that it lights out? It's, everything's out, and my wife and I
are. Did you just say that, really?
Lights out, everything's out. You don't get into bed and turn on your phone. Because, my wife would.
So you say this to your wife regularly, do you? I just want to be clear.
I don't understand.
You're like, that's no means no.
Well, no.
I don't know that that's true.
No. You don't bring devices in and lay in bed.
You're talking out of your neck.
Wow.
To each their own, Brian.
You shouldn't get in bed and look at your
phone. You're talking out of your neck.
You shouldn't get in bed and look at your phone. Number one, it's going to mess up your sleep to begin with. Number two, it's going to, disturb your partner.
Next time your wife gets her phone out in the bedroom.
She doesn't do that, though. Okay, when it's time did, for... No, when
you're going to turn to her and go, put that down.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I'm going to say, hey, that light is bothering me. Could you please turn off your phone? I mean...
And then you're going to end up on the couch anyway. So this article is actually correct.
I kind of like my couch, though. So anyway. but no, but when, for us, when it's lights out, it's lights out. We don't bring our stuff, you know, our phone into mm-hmm. bed and yada yada yada. And I don't understand why it's a problem for some people. But anyway,
I think sleeping separate is you're practicing being apart.
You know, that's a good point.
Like we want to practice being together, and that takes work and interaction and communication and all these interrelational skills. Maybe we should work on those rather than I'm going to sleep in the other room, so you don't have to deal with me and I don't have to deal with you. I think that's a practice towards divorce in my book.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree.
Devil's advocate.
Sleep.
My wife and I have slept in separate rooms for 20 years. So. And we're still together.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to leave that one alone. Here's where it makes sense to me. If one of the partners is like a monster snorer, like Chainsaw or something, where you can't sleep because they just make too much noise.
Teeth grinding, snorer. Up and down.
Moves too much.
Multiple times a night. Yeah.
If they have an infectious disease. Okay, I get it. You got to be separated or something. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. I think the only time that I've slept separate is really during COVID.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, get infected if you're infected, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can't we all just get along?
I thought it was funny, so that's why I included it.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I want to.
Somebody did. Anyway.
Do we have? Oh, do we have time? How are we doing on time?
I don't know.
Because RFK Jr.'s got a beef with people who eat donuts and smoke, so I wanted to...
Well, we got 14 rules for boomers.
You want to do that?
I don't know.
So we don't have a lot of time.
So dumb.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the time.
Oh, no.
It probably ended.
Did it? Oh, boy. Actually,
I got a fun one.
Judging by our clock, I think you're right, Zig. So why don't we... Boy, if the show ends up short, I'm going to have to insert like fart sound effects in between.
We'll put a couple of extra minutes in the next segment. I got a story that kind of got my attention.
Okay. Well, let's take a break and we'll get right back to that. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with you. And Scott has... You said you had a story?
I got a post-game report.
Okay, let's go into it. Because we got that. We got women behaving badly, Ziggy's riffs, and Coach's corner.
Whoa.
Yeah, all these stories. And we do this every week, right? Mm-hmm. These crazy stories and weird stuff. I want to talk about not crazy.
Okay.
I took a cooking class.
Okay.
On how to make pasta from scratch.
Oh, nice.
It was the weirdest thing. Now, I was dreading it. I didn't want to go. I was complaining. We show up and we start doing this, and this guy is showing us how to do with actual flour. And then he made this argument for how all-purpose flour is no-purpose flour.
Right.
It's like garbage. And then he was talking about all the stuff that gets added to flour. He's like, you know, you got to buy 00 real flour. I was like, okay, all right. And then we got actual eggs and olive oil and water, and you're mixing it on the flat surface and chopping it up and then kneading the dough, and then you let it coagulate for a while, and then you're rolling it out with a... I used a rolling pin. It's the weirdest thing. And then you chop it up and make these little strips of actual pasta. And you know, like when you make pasta from scratch, do you know how long you have to boil it?
No.
Like 45 seconds.
Really?
To a minute. Wow. So it's super fast because it's not all dried out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bam, your pasta's done. You throw your sauce. It was the greatest thing.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
I have never tried that. So that sounds like something I should try.
Yeah, so post-game report brought to you today by Go Do Something Fun.
I think you should try this out soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done it twice since the class on my own.
And
it actually worked both times.
Very good.
I'm refining it.
So when are we going to have a pasta feed?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we'll add that
soon and very soon.
We'll add that to the list.
Share this with us?
We still got to go and do the chicken gizzard trip.
Oh, yeah.
Deep fried gizzards.
By the way, I forgot to mention this. This is episode 94. We are six away from 100. And next month is our 2-year anniversary. So,
wow.
Yeah. I think this is 95. Are you sure?
I'm not including the best ofs or the weeks we miss.
All right.
Here you go.
Yeah.
So women behaving badly takes us to Florida this week. A woman from Florida has been arrested for allegedly selling human remains. According to Fox 35 Orlando, Kimberly Shopper was charged after reportedly purchasing and offering to sell human bones on Facebook Marketplace. The 52-year-old faces charges of trading in human tissue. All right. I mean, you know, it's like, where did she get these things? It's kind of, you know, it's
were they donors or?
I don't know, but Kimberly Shopper of Orlando, Florida, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Nice.
She identifies herself online as Wicked Wonderland.
Yeah, I don't think you should make pasta from scratch with her. Not really sure what's in that flour.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Ziggy's Riffs, what do you got?
So, why did the two worms have to leave their apple to get into Noah's Ark?
Set that up again. Why did what?
Why did the two worms have to leave their apple to get into Noah's Ark?
Okay. Why?
Because they could only go in pairs.
Oh. Men behaving badly.
Okay. Coach's Corner.
Today brought to you by Bill Belichick. What we can control is our performance and our execution, and that's what we're going to focus on.
All right. Control, I like that.
Control the controllables.
Longest standing coach for the New England Patriots and most Super Bowl winning coach of all time, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Control the controllables.
Very good.
Stop bitching about the ref.
Even if he had a stroke.
Even if he had a stroke.
Okay.
All right.
Shout out to the stroke ref.
That is our show for this week. Thank you for listening.
Ooh.
Y'all take care of yourself.
And it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air. You're gonna make it after all. Meow.